The following announcement has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
This is TNA wrestler Eddie Edwards.
This is Moose.
And you are listening to...
And you're listening to...
Perched on the Top Rope podcast. Check it out. Follow us.
Welcome everyone to Perched on the Top Rope. I am your host, former Dirt Sheet writer from Ringside News, Daily DDT, Sports Kita, and more. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Lee Walker, and as you can tell from that show opener, with Moose and Eddie Edwards, I am going to talk about TNA, and not just TNA, considering we just came off an awesome pay-per-view with Slammiversary. If you haven't watched, go check it out. But more importantly, I'm going to talk about the relationship with WWE and TNA. Now, it was back in January of this year that WWE and TNA had announced this partnership. And I'm going to read what WWE wrote on their website. And it says, WWE, part of the TKO Holdings, and TNA Wrestling, one of the world's top wrestling brands and a subsidiary of Anthem Sports and Entertainment, today announced a multi-year partnership aimed at creating unprecedented crossover opportunities within WWE, TNA, and NXT programming, along with NXT superstars and TNA wrestling stars. The agreement will enable talent to garner additional exposure across key WWE and TNA programming, including weekly flagship shows such as NXT, which airs live on the CW, and TNA Impact. There will be select WWE premium live events, as we have seen with the Royal Rumble and WrestleMania, and TNA pay-per-views, such as this past Slammiversary, in turn bolstering their in-ring development and exposure to world-class talent and coaching. We have some comments from those in TNA and WWE, starting with Ariel Schreiner, the Senior Vice President of Content and Distribution for TNA Wrestling and Anthem Sports, saying this historic relationship demonstrates that collaboration and competition do not have to be mutually exclusive. Our partnership allows the TNA Wrestling brand and its incredible athletes to reach a significantly wider audience, while giving WWE and NXT stars an opportunity to cross the line and gain valuable experience as they join forces with one of the most talented rosters in professional wrestling today. The response to our collaboration over the past year has been tremendous, and both companies have benefited. But the fans have reaped the greatest rewards from this talent crossover and working relationship. Now our next comments are from the WWE Senior Vice President of Talent Development Creative, Shawn Michaels. We look forward to growing and evolving our partnership with TNA Wrestling and its outstanding group of athletes by creating new opportunities to further the development of our talent and elevate the viewer experience at home. Incredible. Now, as we've seen, former TNA Knockouts World Champion at the time, Jordynne Grace, was a frequent. She is now signed to WWE. But we've seen Joe Hendry, who's appeared on NXT programming in 2024. Obviously, we've seen him in matches with Ethan Page at No Mercy. We've seen Jordynne Grace, when she was with TNA, take on Roxanne Perez at Battleground. We've seen so many talents, so to speak, cross the line, you know, from NXT to TNA, with Wesley reuniting with the Rascals, Charlie Dempsey and the No Quarter Catch crew, Riley Osborne, Dante Chen, Gallus, Ariana Grace, Tatum Paxley, Izzy Dame, Wendy Chu, and so many more talents from NXT having their time in TNA, and we've seen the talents from TNA make their way to NXT. So it's been very, very exciting, to say the least. However, I can't stop to think and wonder, how does this partnership end? Do we just stop seeing them both work together? Do storylines just abruptly end that they have? How does this happen? Do we see an NXT versus TNA style pay-per-view? You know, like how we had WCW versus NWO? You know, do we have those kind of things go on? Or does WWE buy TNA at the end? Now, after Slammiversary, we had seen where Trick Williams retained the TNA Championship, and he is an NXT guy. But we also saw NXT Champion take on the TNA Knockouts Champion, as the TNA Knockouts Champion, Masha Slamovich, took on NXT Champion, JC Jane, where the winner was title for title. Now, I swore up and down this was the match that we were going to see a TNA superstar hold an NXT title. Unfortunately, I was wrong, and JC Jane defeated Masha Slamovich, so she is now the NXT champion and now the TNA Knockouts champion. She now holds both belts, and I swore up and down this was going to be the time that we see a TNA superstar hold the NXT championship, but that didn't happen, and it's not so much that I'm curious as to why. It's now more becoming of, will we see a TNA star hold an NXT title? Is that possible? Because so far, from what I've seen with this relationship, it started off slow, not gonna lie. We were seeing TNA bring their best to NXT, but we were seeing more of the lower mid-card kind of guys get brought to TNA. I mean, that has since changed. We're now seeing, you know, better and better as the relationship develops. Maybe it's a trust thing, but I really think that WWE is, I don't want to say taking advantage of the relationship or partnership that they have, because that was a total AEW thing that happened. AEW totally took advantage and did no justice, in my opinion. However, I think the relationship does help, because this event was only going to have 4,500 people for Slammiversary, and it sold out, and they ended up with over 7,000 with the announcement of AJ Styles returning to TNA, which was a big deal. So why do I feel this way? Well, my next reasoning would be that on WOR, Wrestling Observer Radio, Dave Meltzer had said that there's a lot going on under the hood of this expanded relationship between WWE and TNA. For example, one of the things,
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
WWE said to be looking for is to block AEW from securing international TV deals that are available now that Netflix is the international home of WWE programming. So Metzler said, multiple people have confirmed to me that they want to get TNA on those television outlets that they're leaving. I'm sure India being the big one. So AEW doesn't get those television outlets because all of those shows are on Netflix internationally. They can't put anything on those stations. So they want to make sure that it's not AEW on those stations. So that's one of the many reasons that they're doing this. So, with TNA having outlets in other countries where AEW has not gotten to yet, WWE wants to make sure that they don't have AEW on those outlets. So they're working with TNA to make sure that doesn't happen. But also, Metzler added that people close to the situation think that this deal will eventually lead to WWE buying TNA. And Metzler said, "I know people who are close to the situation who think that it's going to end up with WWE owning them." And I agree. I agree cold-heartedly. Like, there's no signs telling me that it's not going to go that way. That it's not going to be WWE makes an announcement on TNA that they're buying TNA. So WWE is trying to block AEW, but also WWE has been expanding globally, especially since they bought AAA, which is based out of Mexico. They work with Noah out of Japan. Could we see them buy Noah in Japan? The possibilities there. And then they would have, you know, a company in Japan, a company in Mexico, companies in the United States. It would make sense. So, with the recently purchased of AAA, which was announced during WrestleMania 41 weekend, former WWE employee Dutch Mantel recently explained why the sports entertainment juggernaut known as WWE might be interested in buying the promotion TNA. Now, he addresses the rumors on Bro Down on Sportskeeda Wrestle Binge. And this is what he had to say. "Oh, well, for TNA, it's good news. You know, that's capitalism. You buy it for this amount, then you sell it for a bigger and bigger amount. So you've made money, and they don't have to worry about it," Dutch said. Now, he said that because he thinks that WWE would look to buy TNA, but eventually sell it. So that's why in his comments he says, "Oh, you buy it for XYZ, then you sell it for a bigger amount." I personally do not see them selling TNA like that. I do see them buying it. I see them buying it. And I see them buying it. And I see them keeping it. And I see them using it. And I see them making the most out of it. They have plenty of talent right now. They have a lot of talent to work with still. And there's so much talent between WWE, AAA, NXT, TNA. That's a lot of talent right there, just in those four companies. And now just imagine if they bought Noah in Japan. Now there's others that also still feel the same way. Robert Stone of NXT did an interview with 10 Count Media asking if he could see WWE buying TNA, and he had said, "I think at this point in wrestling, in WWE, anything could happen. Anything could be a reality. I mean, if you say it out loud, I think it could happen. I mean, that's how hot everything right now is in wrestling. That's how hot everything in the WWE is doing right now. Stone pointed out that WWE's current mindset is all about embracing other styles and promotions, and that kind of openness is what makes something like a TNA acquisition far more realistic today than it ever would have been in the past. And he said, and they're so open. It's so cool that they want to work with everyone and that they've got open arms to have every kind of style now. We've had a working relationship this past year with Noah in Japan. Like, they're just welcoming. They're welcoming to everyone. And he added that WWE understands the bigger picture. Fans want variety. And there's no reason to pretend that other companies don't exist. Because they understand that there's a lot of wrestling out there. So, why not? Let's all, you know, unify and work together and give fans a little bit of everything. So, yeah, I mean, all bets are off at this point. Anything could happen. Now, I know that the TNA president has said otherwise. Carlos Silva has made clear that no discussions have taken place about the promotion being sold to WWE, and he had to say this. No. I mean, for us, it's, I've been doing this a long time around creating properties, building properties, creating kind of groundswell of the fans really loving what we're doing. I think that's the most important thing at the end of the day. If you have a great product and you deliver on the product and you're being professional around how you build that product as a business, I think opportunities will come up. And it's my job to create opportunities for our investors. My honest opinion, he really didn't say anything about the company being sold or bought or any of the sort in those quotes, but that's just me. So fans, I'm going to leave it up to you. I'm going to let you think, let you decide. And I'm going to be posting, you know, this podcast on our socials, facebook.com/perchedonthetoprope. Instagram is at Perched on the Top Rope Podcast. We are on X. It's at Perched Top Rope. We're on Threads at Perched on the Top Rope Podcast. We're on Blue Sky at Perched Top Rope. So I would love to read your comments and hear what you have to say about this. Does WWE end up buying TNA? Let me know. And fans, don't forget you can find us anywhere and everywhere podcasts are found. Apple, Google, Spotify, Podbean, Podbay, Red Circle, you name it, we're on every platform there is when it comes to podcasting. It's Perched on the Top Rope. You can also find us on YouTube at youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope or youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope. So fans, does WWE buy TNA? But more importantly, remember, spoiler freeze, the way to be. I'm out.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.